I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The National Weather Prediction Center says powerful storms could bring tornadoes to parts of the Deep South, including Georgia this afternoon. Laura Bellinger is a meteorologist with the Peachtree Weather Station.
The northwest Georgia area is included in an enhanced risk for severe weather. That enhanced risk does include the Atlanta area, so that's where we're primarily looking for the best possibility of severe thunderstorms.
Bellinger says the storms could include wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour, 2-inch hail, and the formation of tornadoes. Well, over the weekend, Savannah held its annual St. Patrick's Day parade. Organizers estimate over 500,000 people turned out for the celebration, including Vice President Mike Pence, who walked a small part of the parade route. Philip Stover, who lives in Savannah, was excited to have the vice president in attendance.
We need more of that here because Savannah is part of the, with the port and all, part of the financial income for probably a lot of the country. So, yeah, it's good he comes here.
Surrounded by Secret Service agents, Pence never came close enough to the crowd to hear supporters or protesters. Testimony continues today in the trial of attorney Tex McIver, accused in the shooting death of his wife Diane back in September of 2016. Last week, jurors saw surveillance video of the McIvers arriving at the hospital after the shooting. They also heard testimony from the medical staff who treated the mortally wounded Mrs. McIver. According to CBS 46, Fulton County prosecutors say Tex McIver's motive for the murder was financial. His defense attorneys deny any such claim. Gas prices are on the rise once again, this according to a press release from AAA. After declining for nearly 2 weeks, Georgia's gas prices rose a total of 7 cents between Thursday and Sunday of last week. Sunday's state average was $2.44 a gallon. That's 3 cents more than a month ago and 27 cents more than this time last year. The most expensive gas price averages in Georgia are in Atlanta and Savannah. The least expensive gas is in Augusta and Warner Robins. In sports, the Georgia Bulldogs women's basketball team is preparing for a second-round matchup in the NCAA tournament. UGA defeated Mercer 68-63 over the weekend. Now the Lady Dogs will face Duke for a chance to advance to the Sweet 16. Coach Joni Taylor says the Blue Devils will be a tough opponent.
We obviously know it's a tremendous challenge for us. Duke has a great program who's got a lot of tradition, and so we're excited about the opportunity to play at home again and test ourselves against a really good Duke team.
Georgia and Duke will tip off tonight at 7 o'clock in Athens. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.